It is Reality Schmeality Season 3, Episode 7. It is the one that's going to be a lot about Lindsay.
A bird.
Yeah, we'll start there because right before when we were talking about recording this today, you sent me the thing to watch What Happens Live, which I missed. Lala, I wanted to watch that the other day.
It was good. She showed off her baby bump, and it was good. So yeah, because when you watch the Summer House episode, both last week and this week, you know your disdain for Lindsay Hubbard is just at an all-time high, right? And I felt a little bit different after watching the interview with Andy. Did you at all?
No. I did not.
I mean, no compassion or empathy for Lindsay.
I did appreciate, she did seem sincere that all of that things that she did a better job at apologizing than she did on her Instagram account.
Well, because the whole world turned against her about, you know,
but then she got into everything else. And I felt like she was being very passive aggressive. I understand she's angry.
Yes.
About the breakup.
But I do believe that she was blindsided because I do believe.
Which
I mean,
is going to be better TV.
Right. It was all over Instagram, her bridal shower and then the birthday. And he was still up until the very end, you know, professing his love for her. And I did have a little bit of empathy for her. I also thought it was very interesting that she bought a house in Nashville.
Yeah, she's probably going to get a new show with a new crew in Nashville.
Well, I'm wondering if she's friends with Kristen Cavallari. And you know who also is friends with Kristen Cavallari who visits Nashville a lot?
Who?
Austin.
Ew.
Wouldn't it be great if they ended up back together?
No.
Okay, two horrible people. The only people that these two could be with are horrible people.
And I feel like Kristen Cavallari's gotten to a good spot, and this would drag her back to a bad
spot.
And
I don't even know if they're friends, but I was like,
I don't think they'd be friends. I don't think, because they're both alphas.
They are both alphas. Yes. Yes.
I don't see them being friends.
No.
Here's the problem. When I watched that, I'd watched Summer House this morning, and I feel like what my takeaway was, it's probably wrong, but because it's Lindsay, I have to take it with a grain of salt. With the whole leak thing.
I was just going to bring that up.
And then she just automatically said Danielle. And it was so automatic that I thought, it wasn't Danielle, it was you. And now you're going to blame it on her.
Right.
And she totally got away with it, right? It was
right.
Total brush off. And they were like, oh, okay. And it's like, no, I don't think that. I think you did it.
You know what else? Paige is very smart. Paige is like, well, I'm not going to go bring it up with Danielle. And I don't know, maybe something else will happen next weekend.
It's going to come up.
I think, though, if Paige really believed it was Danielle, she would have marched her butt up into Danielle's room the very next morning. I don't think she believes it. I think she was just like, okay, well, let's move forward with Lindsay. But yeah, the train wreck that is Lindsay and Carl, this unraveling of this relationship is really something.
And now we've got things going on with Kyle and Amanda. And that whole thing about Amanda is immature to have kids. She's ready to have kids. And I believe her 100%.
Well,
and
I
don't think they're going to make it.
He's
the last one that should be throwing out somebody else's immature.
Oh, he's the most immature person in the world.
It's ridiculous.
But she keeps dropping hints like, I don't really miss him when he's gone, and I don't really want to spend that much time with him. And, you know,
could this be a double breakup year?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be something? You know, he seems to be a workaholic, and I respect that.
I think he's a workaholic. I don't think it's for Loverboy and all of his stuff that he's doing. I think he's using that as an escape from figuring how to be a real functioning adult in his life. I think that he uses work as an excuse.
Right. And I just don't like the way he belittles her all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Just dismisses her and her thoughts. And the thing is if he's a workaholic and he wants to go 100 miles an hour, she's not. I thought it was so funny when they were playing that game and they're like, am I always a 9 or a 10? And they're like, no. And he's like, I'm Amanda. Because she is very upfront that she's lazy and she likes to lay around and she, you know, and she's not apologizing for that. She's like, this is who I am.
Right. And it is who she was the whole time.
The whole time, you know? So I don't know. And that one really bothers me because they are married and it's like, oh, it's just crushing.
Well, I hope they don't make a baby to save the marriage.
I hope they don't either. And I don't think they will. And the thing is Amanda's very young. Right? Like, he's 40, but I don't even think she's 30 yet, is she?
I don't know.
If she is, she just turned 30. I think she's still in her late 20s.
So, I don't know.
She's got time.
So now we're waiting. This looks like it's going to be a really, really good season. It's been really good so far.
Yes.
As opposed to Vanderpump.
Vanderpump, I don't even know what happened. They went to Tahoe. Oh my God, I was so over Sheena Shea. And then she's like, can't for once it be about me?
For once.
And I was, right? I think everybody in the world was like, for once? What are you talking
about? It's always about you. If you're in the room,
you.
It's about you.
Yes. Okay, I understand you were friends.
I mean, that was even including times that she was in the same room with Stassi.
It's just her equating her loss of her friendship with Tom to Ariana's entire world blowing up is insane. It's insane.
I had a little problem with the Lala Tom thing in that I felt like Lala at the end let him off the hook.
She 100% did. And, you know, that photo was released. Do you remember that? Like months ago, that photo of her hugging him on the boat was released and people were very mad. I was still mad when she did that. I thought when she was mad at him and yelling at him, she was right on.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she gives him a hug.
Well, and he is just full of BS. So much and just says things. And he is, honestly, this is how he's a psychopath to me. He knows what makes all of those people tick and what they need to hear to disengage from that. And that he's coming from, I know this is what you need to hear to let me off the hook.
Yeah.
Not actually how I feel.
Right. No, he's never going to apologize. He's never going to get out of that stupid house. I'm so glad that Rachel Raquel is suing him. I hope Ariana can get out of that lawsuit. I think she probably will. I saw a podcast with her. She's like, I never even finished watching it. I didn't share it. Like, it is what it is. I didn't need to go on, you know? And so I hope that they dismiss that. But what I thought was really interesting, back to Carl and Lindsay, Carl at least did the right thing. He moved out of the apartment.
Right.
And
paid
he's still
half
paying
rent.
And she was, I did like her when she was like.
All I was thinking is that can't be cheap because it's New York City and it's a really, really nice place.
It's $13,000 a month.
Okay.
That came out last season. It's $13,000 a month.
Where is he living?
My guess is he's living with his mom or
something.
He's got to be.
There's no way he could afford to. I mean, no. I don't know it is he's doing for a living.
See that he demanded to have the ring back? And then she talked about, you know, New York state law. I was like, this is fascinating to me.
Yeah, that just let me know. And it should let him know.
Well, she knew by saying that she was like, he's a snake.
That's what she's wanting to pay him back.
I've never liked Lindsay. I've never been a fan. But I'm liking Carl less and less. And his, oh my God.
They're both on brand, though.
They are, but at one point, she did show she was smarter than Carl when she shut down the sports bar, the sober sports bar.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. That was not a great idea.
Do you know how much capital investment it takes to run a restaurant?
Right. And in New York City, he wants to do it in New York City.
Yeah. I mean, the upfront cost would be astronomical, and 95% of new restaurants fail. Now throw in one that's no alcohol?
And a bar is a revenue generator when run correctly.
Right. You make all your money off your drinks.
Right.
Yes. So I was just like, that is the worst idea I've ever heard. Thank God she like shut it down.
I mean, I don't drink that much anymore. And I mean, we go to places all the time where they don't serve alcohol. I don't get alcohol. It's fine. But as a destination.
Right.
If I'm going to a sports bar, I'm having a beer.
Right.
Period.
Period.
End of story.
End of story. If you are out watching, you know, basketball, baseball, football, you want a beer.
Right. Exactly right. And if you don't drink, I feel bad for you that you don't have your own sports bar.
Well,
but you do. It's called home.
Right.
That's your sports
bar. And they also make non-alcoholic beer now that's really good.
I had a story about that this week, okay? And this is we're going to go off reality TV for a minute. But this was really intriguing to me because, just full disclosure, I have a kid that's had drug problems.
Yeah.
And we've had discussions before about the legalization of marijuana and the fact that they always said marijuana was a gateway drug. And I never felt that way. I felt like it was who the people bought it from was the gateway. Mm-hmm. And if it were legal, it would just be a whole separate thing,
right,
like alcohol.
Right.
But then I get a story the other day that I guess there are parents that are like, well, you know, you're almost an adult, so you can have some friends over and y'all can have some non-alcoholic beer. I do feel like that's a gateway to drinking.
Right.
Where you may or may not have been inclined to drink, you know, as a kid. It depends on who you hang out with and everything
right.
else. But if then you go to a function and say, I got to have this, this is great, right. or whatever. And then,
like, that seems really strange to me. I
think that's a gateway.
I will tell you, my oldest daughter didn't drink in high school. And so before she went away to college, there was a couple times I was like, do you want to have a glass of wine with me? Because I wanted her to feel
right.
what it's like, to
exactly.
feel it so I can
yeah.
say, this is why you don't drink too much.
I agree that, yeah. that's okay way to go.
Because
I
naive to think, I didn't want her to go and never taste it and get passed out drunk. You know how dangerous that can be for a girl. And so I wanted her to experience it with me the first time, if that makes sense. And maybe a lot of people don't agree, but...
One of my new sons just turned 21.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like alcohol. He doesn't like how it makes him feel. He doesn't like how it tastes. He doesn't like anything about it. And
no, my son
am going to be the last one to go, oh, come on, try
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, my oldest son, he it's doesn't, like, you know. And
there's
he's,
nothing wrong with being
he's
that
He's 23 way. Now, and we'll be like, you want a beer? And he's like, no. Every once in a while, he'll do like a cocktail or something, but he likes, because he loves milk, and so we'll have like Kahlua or something, you know, but he doesn't like to drink. It's
so,
funny.
Anyway.
You know, it's just a funny thing.
So the sports, this all goes back to the sports bar, the dry sports bar, just not a thing.
No, you know, nobody wants to do that, Carl. Thank you.
I mean, go to a restaurant where they have a TV if you want to watch a game, eat something, and then enjoy
right.
the rest
it's
of
like
the game
It's like going
at
to
home.
An Italian restaurant with no pasta. We've decided pasta's bad for you, so we're only going to have none.
Or it's like going to an Italian restaurant ordering egg rolls.
Right. Don't trust it.
Yeah, don't do
don't
that.
Trust it.
I want to talk about something that I got past us even on the podcast, because we've been talking about Erica so much that then suddenly in my I get all these TV. Obviously, I'm a TV aholic. I want everything TV. I want to know the new shows that are coming, who's attached to what shows, who wrote it. I mean, everything. I read. I have all kinds of newsletters. And I see randomly the other day that Erica's got a special coming on Bravo.
Bet It on Blonde. It's about her Vegas residency. They mentioned it at the very end of the reunion.
I have a theory about it.
Okay.
I think she wanted to leave The Real Housewives next season.
Oh.
And I think, or she told them that.
Yeah.
And to get her to stay, they gave her this.
Because yeah.
this is just bad. This is a bad look. Everything she says and does is a bad look. And now she's going to double down and have a show about it?
Yeah. Did you notice in the reunion when he asked her about visiting with the victims?
Yeah.
And it was basically my lawyers told me to do it?
Yeah.
And then he goes, is there anything else you want to say? And she goes, no. It was so cringy. And like, okay, this might be my favorite reunion ever, though, because I am so on the couch side of Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal. And the looks and the eye rolls they're giving each other, especially when Dorit said, words have weight. And they're all like, what? Yes, this is what we've been saying, words have weight. You can't call a black woman attacking. You can't say that she's a child bride if she's from Asia. You can't insinuate that she puts vodka in her coffee at 10 a.m. Like, it was the best, like, hypocritical moment of all time.
I know Kyle and Sutton are sideways right now. I get that. I feel like Kyle is kind of bullying her.
She is huge. I loved it when Sutton's like, as Denise would say, watch the show. Like, and then, oh my God, you have to go back two nights and watch what happens live. It's Denise Richards and Sonia Morgan, and it's a
Are they hoot. Both are they both drinking?
Sonia's definitely drinking.
Sonia's always drinking.
So anyway, it's really good.
Because the last time we saw Denise, she was stoned out of her. And I've never seen anybody get meaner high.
Right.
I've never seen that before.
It starts with that. She comes out in the upside down coat. And then Andy asks her, he's like, what happened? She goes, well, I had a margarita, but I was sick. And you can't mix cold medicine with alcohol, apparently. I'm like, no, 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 no,
no. That's not
no, 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 no. You didn't just have one margarita, honey. I know drunk when I see it.
Yeah. she's a mess.
A hot mess. And she's got all these weird fillers in her face. And it the whole thing is, and she's on this new Lifetime movie called Hunting Housewives or something. It's like a horror movie about...
She can't get work anywhere else.
Yeah, it was just such a train wreck. But yeah, no, back. So, you know, obviously they ended the reunion with bringing Kathy Hilton come out.
I want to back up a little bit. When Denise had her own reality show with her dad.
It was good.
I loved her.
I know. I know.
And I love the dynamic of her family and everything. Yeah, I loved it.
Right when she left Charlie Sheen. I think, you know, she has that raspy voice of an old lady who just drinks vodka and smokes cigarettes every day. Mm. I really think that's what's happened to her. I really do. And you can hear it in her voice. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like when you can just hear that alcohol cigarette voice.
She sounds tired.
She sounds tired. She looks tired. I don't think it's going well for her. Mm. Especially having her sit there next to Sonya Morgan, who's never looked better. And she now, I guess, has a comedy tour or something
Did
that
they
she's
say
doing.
Anything? Are they going to do a second season of her and Luann?
I don't know, but they do a thing about, is it like... You know, is it Sonya or is it Luann? Yeah, I love all the little games that Andy does.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. He's like, you know, who's the bigger flirt and who does this, who does that? It's hilarious. But
all right,
I don't know.
Watch it. I've just got to put it back in the rotation. I hit skip episode every time and then I'm scrolling Twitter or something and I see a clip and I'm like, oh, I should have watched that.
Well, because they bring a lot of it up at the reunions. A lot of what happens and that the housewives are so mad about is not stuff that happened on the show. It's stuff that happened on Watch What Happens Live. Like, that's one of the reasons that Sutton is so mad at Kyle and Kyle is so mad at Sutton. It's what they said when they were there. So, Anne Marie has to go.
She
Bravo,
didn't speak the
listening.
First 46 minutes of this week. She didn't speak.
No. And then in the world that I come from, we don't talk about money. I'm like,
she's
honey, in
stick.
The world you come from, you lie about your profession. You lie about everybody you
maybe
meet.
Maybe they saw this, and when they went to editing the year, they thought, well, maybe we can save her by making her kind of a villain. But it wasn't even a really good villain. It
no, was like just... Monica was a good villain.
Yeah.
She just happens to be also a troll.
Right. Yeah.
So they had to get rid of her. I hope they get rid of Anne Marie. I think it was a huge, huge mistake. But so
we wish her well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Wish her well in
her
life.
Yeah. Take you and your 8.5 and go somewhere else. But
8.5.
It's so great. I swear. But So Kathy Hilton comes in, and then apparently Sutton has like a panic attack.
Yeah. Listen, and this is. This is going to, based on the clips I've seen and the stuff when they're putting her makeup and stuff on, she's commenting about Mo and Kyle. I think all of the problems that Kyle and Kathy have all come from Mo leaving the Hilton
100%
Hilton and Highland estate company.
Yeah, and now he is more successful for them, and then of course they have all this other money. But no, they can't stand that he left them. But I think one of the most interesting things. So at the very, very end, when they flash ahead to what's going to happen, and it's always the reunion part three where you get in a thing. Andy asks Kyle, "Are you and Morgan together?" And Kathy says, "Don't be embarrassed."
They are then. Well, and they were together. They did something together this week.
Yeah, I think they are.
I saw a picture of them. I can't remember. It was a Vanity Fair pre-Oscar party. They went together.
It's blowing my mind.
Well, and you know what? I can defend Kyle a little bit because this is a juggling act. And Kyle earned enough from me through all of these years of watching. I've really liked her.
Me too.
And everything.
And I loved her and Mauricio.
I'm going to give her some rope here with managing this Morgan thing. And really, she has Mo to thank for it, because that one clip from Mo's show that's coming out back on Netflix, Selling Sunset, isn't that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
With him and the kids, she's juggling that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she is trying to maintain a little bit. I'm sure the kids all know that the two of them are together, but they're probably like, "Mom, slow your roll," or whatever, and we don't really want this out in the public. I think that there's a family dynamic, and her and Maurice are trying to keep the, or Mauricio, trying to keep the family dynamic together.
100%.
As you always do in a divorce situation.
100%. But then it makes my mind just go to all these places. It's like, did she always feel this way about women?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some actual...
I don't care what you
when
do.
When she was drinking?
Right.
There were some things that went down.
I know, and so it just makes you wonder.
Unfortunate choice of words, but still, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think it's all...
Something, a medical event happens...
To Sutton. Something happens.
It looks... Maybe a panic attack?
It looks to me like a panic attack, but of course, Dorit... I saw something with her in an interview where she once again insinuates and implies that it was a alcohol withdrawal tremors.
Oh, why?
I know. It's ridiculous.
I did not check the gossip page this week. In the meantime, I will tell you, don't bother with Below Deck. ratings are awful. Now, when I see people tweeting about it,
yeah.
I mean, there's just this whole Bravo subculture on Twitter. Well, it's mostly women talking about the shows and how they feel about it. I always go look at the comments to kind of get a vibe for it. And I'm having Captain Lee withdrawals from Below Deck. I love that guy so much. And there's a new captain.
Right.
And I guess the women think he's dreamy. But there hasn't been anything really happen on the ship for him to assert himself in the ways that the other captains have before.
He's no Captain Jason.
Because the crew is... he's not a Captain Jason. The crew is kind of dull. The ratings are fractional compared to normal, original Below Deck franchise. And it's, I don't know, I'm disappointed. I watch it I come in Tuesday morning and pull it up and I watch it and I'm waiting for something to happen. I mean, even the guests on the boat haven't been as outrageous as
right.
they usually are. It's like, oh, if you're not going to do that and the crew's going to be kind of boring, you need to go find some crazy people to get on the ship.
100%. We don't want to watch boring.
Like the lady that jumped off whenever Captain Lee was standing right there and he said, it's nighttime. We don't get in the water in nighttime because there's things out here we don't know what they are, including sharks. And she's like, yeah, really? Watch this. And she jumps in and he like ejects her from the trip.
Yes, yes.
That's the stuff that we need to see.
That's the good stuff. That's what you want.
Let's see. Oh, gossip must be light because one of the stories is Denise Richards divides fans with curly hair transformation.
Right. She had curly hair on. You have to watch that. Watch what happens live.
I see
live.
The picture, though.
It's so bizarre. Okay. So if you're on Twitter today, because this almost goes into the stranger, what is that saying? Life is stranger than fiction. And if you're on Twitter today, what's trending is the Republican response. The senator
I have not watched the whole thing.
You have to just go to Twitter and just click on that's trending.
I've
I think her name is.
I've seen
all the clips.
I saw a clip a while ago. I thought, well, I'll dive into this later.
God.
I got so much to do today.
Oh, it's so awesome.
They put her in a kitchen.
They put her in a kitchen. But it is like this bad acting. Like she talks like this. And then she's all upset and she's acting. Like it's the worst. It's so. One person said, please just make this the opening of SNL. Just make this the opening of SNL. And then they had another thing on Twitter where it was like all these people like fighting each other and they're like the actresses of SNL fighting over who gets to play her. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Chris Maloney, who I follow on Twitter, you know, from SVU. I love him. He's hilarious. He said that speech reminded him of one of his first acting classes.
Right, right, right.
Where you try to give every word meaning.
Yes.
Because you're learning how to act.
That's right.
And he spelled it out like you could just totally hear him saying
it. Oh, it was so great. And the looking down and the whispering at the end. And it's just
Somebody was saying that they should play like the Sarah McLachlan song.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw it. And I saw that.
Did somebody
already? Somebody did it with the music behind. If you don't know what we're talking about, go and find it. It's priceless.
We're going to wrap with this.
Okay.
Did you watch the trailer for New Jersey?
I have not. You sent it to me, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. It is insinuated in the trailer.
Yeah.
That Louis has taken all of Teresa's money. Spent all of Teresa's money.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, Teresa's doubling down through the whole thing. Oh, no, we're very happy, blah, 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 blah. But I guess the girls are unhappy with him. And then, and from the trailer, you also surmise that there'll be no Teresa, Melissa drama this year because they're just not having it for each other. They're
right.
just not. Joe included. Joe's not. I'm just
yep.
not.
They're just completely separate.
They're just done. They're done.
Yeah.
Which is good. We need a break from that.
Yeah, I can't take it
There's
anymore.
Too many years of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know who to blame. Who's to blame. There's Teresa. It's always Teresa.
Speaking of not boring TV, I mean, she's good TV.
She is good TV.
I don't
well,
think
this is why person. We fit. This is how we fit. I feel the same way about Vicki Gunvalson. But
oh.
you could make a case,
yes,
even to me, that maybe she should be back on the OC because it's been kind of boring.
It has been boring.
It's been a little boring. That'll be the next one up, too, after Jersey.
Well, and it'll be interesting because, you know, Tama's had a huge fallout with Vicki and, what's her name, Shannon. Remember they were going to
oh,
do
yeah.
that Tres Amigos tour, and now it's just De Amigos? So
does,
I'll be interested
right.
to see what happens with that.
Jersey starts May 5th, and it's the same cast as last year. There's nobody new we need to get to know.
Yeah.
And it looks, it looks on brand for what it is because they have a couple of clips of the guys having fun. Because you got to watch also for that. I would watch.
Oh, the husbands are more entertaining to me than
if
the women.
If they were to start Real Husbands of wherever, they should start at Jersey.
Yes.
And just use those guys.
We haven't done a list in a while. I think we need to do the top 10
husbands. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, that's your homework for this week.
I better write it down because I'll forget. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. And I'm going to have to do some research because, you know, sometimes I forget about guys.
Yes.
Because they're not on anymore.
That's
but
right.
they were actually good husbands, but the housewives didn't work out.
That's right. They can be exes. They can be current. They can be.
What was the guy's name in OC? Original guy, OG guy. He was with the blonde.
That's I was
funny.
Gonna say, oh
with
my God,
the
with the blonde.
OC.
Was it the plastic surgeon, Paul?
No.
Was it Slade?
I love Paul. Slade.
Slade.
Slade. It was Slade. Slade was good TV.
Oh, I loved Gretchen. Bring back Gretchen.
I miss Gretchen too.
Well, Slade was originally with Joe. He wasn't even originally with Gretchen.
I know.
The first season, she was the housewife.
Right, I forgot about Joe.
You forgot about Joe. She was only, I think, one or two seasons. She was dark haired. She wasn't even blonde.
Yeah. Well, is he still with Gretchen?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's pretty impressive then.
I know.
And you know what? They've disappeared. And that's probably one of the reasons why they're still
together. I want Bravo to do a Where Are They Now? Remember when like CBS or NBC used to do those with all like the child star? Where are they now?
Where are they now? Well,
I want that.
People Magazine or Entertainment Weekly, one of those, they do that every once in a while. I love that. And Stars Are Just Like Us.
Oh, I love Stars.
I love Stars Are Just Like
okay,
Us.
Okay, they do that. Andy Cohen.
Which, by the way, made my day when I found out that Dorit went to Marshalls. That was awesome.
Okay.
I was like, what? You went to Marshalls?
Okay.
I told you, this is where she got PK's sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, I do believe. But the story about losing the $10,000 does not add up.
No.
It does not add up. And Garcelle, in my mind, is right. Placing the phone, I don't even care if you can trace it. You would not put the phone down at the gate.
But there's video of him putting it down at the gate.
Okay. You want my theory?
What? The whole thing's a setup?
I think PK set it up. For insurance money. Remember they were going through all
yeah.
that money
are.
And he was gone. And if he did that and put her through all
oh
of this.
Oh my God, that is a great conspiracy theory.
I know.
I love that.
I think that's what happened.
Which is why he's saying.
Because they didn't assault her.
Oh, well, maybe he's also saying you need to get over this because you've gone too far and you're going to start exposing me.
Right. Right.
With this victim
stuff. Because that was right when all those lawsuits were hit, remember? And at the reunion.
Oh, my God. That is a great
they said, PK is broke.
Theory.
You guys don't have any money. And she's like, yes, we do. That's an old lawsuit. I think he set it up.
Yeah, because they ended up losing that house.
Yes, they
that
did.
That they were in where that happened.
That's exactly right. And it's just always never made sense to me. I think Garcelle's right. They didn't take her wedding ring, which he would say, don't take the wedding ring. They didn't sexually assault her, which I found a little bit. They didn't go near the kids, and then they left the phone at the gate.
Left the phone at the gate, right.
And it's on video.
And there's video of it.
Right. A phone has tracker, but you would try to throw it, you would try to destroy it, because the first thing she's going to do is not call her husband. She's going to call 911.
Right.
And you haven't left the area yet. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Okay, a couple other notes real quick. Andy Cohen called the Leah McSweeney lawsuit a shakedown.
Yes, I believe him.
I like it.
I mean, I do believe that he does probably coke every once in a while, but hey, leave a guy alone.
Well, I don't think he forced anybody to do it, like this whole forcing someone to drink thing from the producers. And I believe, and it hasn't been called for as much with the housewife thing, but what we saw with the Below Deck sexual assault,
which was really good.
I really do feel like that the crew and the producers are very aware of these situations, and they are willing to break the wall to help.
Yes, absolutely.
And so those people can't be the same people to tell an alcoholic you have to drink.
100%
They cannot be the same
people. Can't be both ways. I agree.
I mean, if those producers would have allowed the sexual assault to happen and filmed the whole thing and done something later.
Right.
But that to me is still one of the most impressive things that's happened in the whole entire history of Bravo.
100%
To watch that.
Although they
unfold.
Did let Luann fall off the stairs into the rose bushes.
Classic, though.
So great.
But I don't think they were close enough to
catch
her.
And they let Vicky break her. Didn't she break her leg or something?
Oh, and they let Vicky pee on the bed.
I was just going to say, yeah, they step in when needed.
Mauricio had a whole breakdown at work after Kyle Richards split.
I saw that. Yes. I don't. And then he's saying he's going to have to lay off people and things. So, like, is his business, like, falling apart? Because
no.
I thought it was exploding.
No, it is exploding. Now, but the market is cooling.
It is true.
I mean, because of interest rates, the market's cooled. And the interest rates are going to start coming down. I think the market will be fine. Yeah.
You know, 9 months ago when nobody was buying houses. So that kind of makes sense.
And I'm looking now, the Facebook Reels, which are Instagram Reels, they show up on your Facebook feed. They have the rich and famous houses. And I'm looking at houses that were bought for $30 million recently. And they just, you know, do it's like a drone shot over the property. And I watched all those real estate shows on Bravo, the million-dollar listing. Yeah. And so I was always kind of up on the market and what it was doing. It has gotten absolutely, just like Paris, Texas, insane. Because a house that would have cost $10 million and been top of the market back then, now going for $50 million. Those
crazy?
Are millions of dollars, not like $150,000 here. And so, they're probably going to go through it. If you're selling these high-profile things, y'all are going to go through some stuff because there are only so many billionaires to go around.
Right.
You know? We had the story this week that Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world, right? He was unseated yesterday by the Louis Vuitton guy.
Really?
By $1 billion.
Oh my gosh. But who knows?
By next week, Jeff may be back out front again.
I know. Now he's just so poor. He's going to have to go wear Tommy Hilfiger sweatshirts.
I read another interview with his wife, and she is getting rid of all of the money. There are nonprofits getting money that didn't ask for it.
Okay, I need to send her an email.
Yes, you do.
How do I get in touch with her? I need to get a hold of her.
Okay, I don't know how this works, but is there a way to get this to the school districts here? Which, by the way, we're going to have to do the Sunday show again, which I'm going to replay. You were so awesome on that Sunday show about the four-day week that next week I'm going to play it again. I had David House this week, and we kind of talk about it a little bit, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't agree with it, but now, as of re-recording this, two of the four school districts here are going to a four-day, so the rest are going to, it's all going to happen. And I
just don't, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping that I'm wrong. That
if
it's
you listen
not
to our
hurt.
Podcast and you're not in Texas, congratulations. Especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
I have no other really, it's been kind of a light week for gossip.
I know.
Scrolling.
We still don't know why Brittany left Jax.
We don't. But
trying
I mean,
to figure it
we
out.
We don't, but we gotta, right?
Right.
We gotta
he's just
know.
A jerk. Yeah.
Well, it's not even just a jerk. He messed around on her again.
I mean, has to be.
And I'm sure it was just a kiss.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It's always just a kiss, especially with Schwartz. It's always just a kiss.
Well, you know what's coming up is the Schwartz and Sheena kiss that happened in Vegas, apparently, a couple years ago. So I'm waiting for that.
Is Sheena going to be an outcast?
Oh, God, Sheena.
Tom had to kiss her. You know why?
Nobody else would?
It's all about Sheena.
It's never just about me.
The Oscars are Sunday. Yes. I've only seen three of the Best Picture nominees, which I just can't. I just don't think Barbie should be in there.
I don't either.
I haven't seen it yet, I know, but for what I've always learned about Best Pictures, it's just not in the right genre. And they tried to force other movies that I didn't agree with.
It's also more like a People's Choice Award movie.
Right. So, anyway, I understand it had a greater message.
Yes, and made a ton of money.
But movies like The Holdovers, which is kind of an art film, but it's really good, just totally overshadowed by this. But had I seen Oppenheimer yet? Whatever we did.
You have. I have not seen it. I'm hoping maybe I can watch it this
weekend. And Robert Downey Jr. is going to win an Oscar.
He's just one of the best actors we've ever had.
He plays just a horrible person. And this is all part of a true story. So saw that. Saw Killers of the Flower Moon. Saw The Holdovers. And now that one with Emma Stone just went up on Hulu.
Oh, what's it called?
I can't remember this.
I saw her face, I think, this morning, but I didn't really look at it.
She's nominated. I think Mark Ruffalo's nominated.
Oh, I love him.
Willem Dafoe is in it. And it's kind of a different kind of movie. It's shot different. And
it looks then.
From the clips I've seen, it looks very weird.
Yeah, weird.
But we'll probably try to knock that out tomorrow. So, I've seen four of the 10 Best Picture nominees.
I know. I used to see all of them.
It used to be five.
10 is too many.
So, anyway, I understand honoring them and everything, but it just gives them false hope.
That's why we have the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. Don't even get me started on that. Okay, that's it. We're out of time. So we'll be back at the end of next week with the shows for next week, the wrap-up of the Beverly Hills reunion, more Summer House, more Vanderpump, and come on, Vanderpump, give us something.
God, something, please. It's so boring.
We'll see you next week.
Ciao.